But, you know, to me, it's nice to at least have something there to show what the track limit is and not always kind of be, you know, like even like last year through turn six, you're guessing whether it's track limit or not. So, yeah, I'm sure I'll hate it if I hit it, but, you know, I think that goes without saying. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what the best way to do it. You know, I didn't mind the first year we came and we had that yellow curbing there, and that was kind of the judge of it, of going inside that curb. You know, but with anything, if you run it over or you hit it, it's going to do damage to the car. I guess in a way, that's our own fault. You're the one, you know, we're the ones inside controlling it. So I don't know if it's the best way. I didn't mind, like I said, I didn't mind that curb, but, you know, at least there's something.
Go to Cam next.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. AJ, is the narrative frustrating or more motivating when we come to road courses now and it's, all right, well, it's SVG and now it's Connor Zillage and everyone else is kind of just showing up to run behind them?
I mean, it's, I think SVG, the way we change that narrative is you go beat them, right? Like, but for the most part, we didn't at most of the road courses last year. So it's not frustrating to me. I think, you know, for me, the most frustrating thing was just in general, we didn't run great at the road courses last year. You know, I put a lot of that on my shoulders. I think Goodyear softens the tire. It gives the advantage to a guy like SVG that really knows how to save the tires. It's something that, you know, whether it was setup based or my own doing, I struggled with it last year of trying to be good on long runs. You know, so I don't really put stock in you know, how good SVG is in that sense. It'd be different, like for me, it'd be different if I ran second every weekend to them on the road courses and you can't beat them, then that kind of gets frustrating. But we weren't even in that ballpark. So I think it's more focusing on myself. You try to learn from them, study it, try to figure out what makes them so good and try to go out there and you know, be better. That's kind of what I focus on. So the only thing I get frustrated is with myself.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Obinojski, AJ, with the reduced help this year, how does that affect you at road courses?
Oh, I say that again? What was it?
With the reduced help this year from whether it's...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's over these next, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks, kind of really see where we are. It's, of course, it's a limitation, and it's a different challenge for us. I think there's benefits inside the shop of the people that we've added and some of the stuff that we're doing, but there's also negative to it, especially if we show up on a weekend and we're off and you have nothing to kind of fall back on. That's part of it. That's part of where we're at on the cup side of it with our organization. You know, and it, at the end of the day, it's still figuring out where your weaknesses are and trying to strengthen them. So, you know, I think that's, I'll probably have a better answer for you that in the next 5, 6, 7 weeks. These first 2 weeks, we kind of know, doesn't really show anything of what you are or aren't as a race team. But, yeah, new challenge, and we just try to make the best of it.
Go to John, and we'll go to Lee next.
John Newby, FanBuzz. So I know with you guys having a familiar tire this year, but increased horsepower, how does that, I guess, affect the balance of the tire saving as the run goes on?
Probably gives SVG more of a advantage, honestly. yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not, I mean, it's a decent size gap of horsepower of what we had to what we have now, but it's not massive. You know, but I definitely think if you're burning the rear tires off, it's going to make it worse, or you're just going to have to really be gentle with the throttle. I don't think it changes it a big difference, but it definitely is going to be more keen on trying to save tires, and if you abuse them, it's going to be more extreme.
Get the mic over to Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com.
Are you videoing yourself or me right now? Which one?
You don't.
Okay, all right.
First of all, take me through that last lap of 2022. What do you remember from that battle with Chastain and Bowman?
I don't have any recollection of it. It's out of my memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of kids come and go. What can you say about Connor Zillage? Have you, you know, just been aware of what he's achieving under the Red Bull banner?
I mean, I think it's very rare. There's a lot of great race car drivers, you know, but I think word phenom kind of gets used too much sometimes, but it definitely should be used on him. You know, what his career goes to, we'll all see in live time and if he completely lives up to the hype, but to start with, he is, and probably exceeding it. You know, you saw yesterday, I mean, he's super quick. You know, I think there'll be mistakes made. You know, even like last year, you watch the Xfinity race, and he, I think, made mistakes, but still fast enough to make up for it. And you know, the biggest thing is he gets in everything and he's fast. It'd be different if he got just in a cup car and he was fast, but gets in a IMSA car, he got in that GTP and he was fast. To go over to karting when he was karting and to do it, you know, on the world stage and go beat some of the best, that's hard to do. Like, it's karting in Europe, for people that don't know what it is, it's a different level than what karting in North America is. It is a complete different level. It's a profession over there, and he was able to go over there and compete and win and do things that a lot of Americans couldn't. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to see what he lives up to, but from what he's shown so far, it's going to be pretty special.
Any other questions for AJ this morning? All right, well, appreciate you coming in. Good luck
this
weekend.
Guys.